James, first of all, what's it like to be back joining Geelong?
Oh, it feels great. Yeah, I feel really excited and really keen to get going. But I understand everyone else is on holidays. I've had a fair break, but I'm really excited to get back and just be a positive person at the footy club and join in and contribute as much as I can.
How has the break been for you? Obviously, left Essendon at the start of the year and had the 9 months off. Is it kind of a good result given all the travel and everything that was going on and the quarantine and everything like that? You've kind of dodged a bullet, I guess, and you're fresh, ready to go with Geelong?
Yeah, I think that played a part. That was difficult for everyone who was in there, and I think for us as a family, it was good just to be home for the kids. While my wife was working, having someone at home and keeping things relatively normal for the kids at home was our main priority, which was the decision to finish up at Essendon. So that was our main thing we wanted to achieve, and now we're sort of ready to switch roles, and I'll come back to work and my wife will have some time at home.
So were you thinking this year that it was your intention to try and find another coaching job?
Yeah, I'd thought that in the back of my mind, I'd always wanted to get back into coaching, whether that was going to be this year or the next. I wasn't too sure. It depends on the opportunities that sort of came up. But, I'm really grateful for that this opportunity has come up at Geelong.
How did it come?
You started seeing the names of the assistant coaches that were leaving. Was there a part of you that thought, here we go?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I have a lot of respect for the coaches that were here and the club had obviously done really well to this point. But when it did come up, I was certainly on the phone to my manager pretty quick and just saying, could you just ask the question and see where they're at.
So did you make the initial approach to Geelong, James?
Yeah, we made the call and just asked, would there be a job available? And if so, is there any chance we could sort of throw our hat in the ring? And that's where it sort of started.
So was that post, Enright, Knights, Scarlett, or was it prior to that?
Over the last sort of few weeks, it was we'd kind of just sort of floated it a little while ago, but no one had sort of left. We just sort of popped our head up, but I couldn't give you an exact time frame, to be honest with you.
What does the role involve? Have you been able to work that out yet? Is it what part of the ground you look after, or is that still to be discussed?
No, it's still to be discussed. I've had a few chats with Scotty and Lloydie to this point, and the idea is just to get all the other coaches in, the others that are coming in, and then we sit down and work it out as a group.
Was it always in your plan to be back coaching for next season, or was the opportunity that presented itself in the last 3 weeks that Geelong popped up and you thought, is this actually going to work well possibly?
Yeah, well, I'd sort of started having the conversation kind of with a few different places and was just sort of getting a feel of what was going on and where everything was at. But when the opportunity to come here was made more serious, then I jumped at the chance.
You've obviously got history here, but why were you so keen to come back?
I love the place. Yeah, I still live in Geelong and, I'm a Geelong person. I feel like I always sort of have been, even being at another club. I've always had an eye on what's been happening down here and drive past and still have fond memories of the what we achieved here and the people that are here. Still a lot of really, really good people here, and the opportunity to be a part of it again was something I wasn't going to let go past.
I've heard a bit of speculation about the fact that, there's three assistants that have gone. It's unusual maybe to have three go. What are your observations of the circumstances surrounding that, and people have been talking about why would there be three leave?
Well, look, without being here, I don't really know, to be honest. I would say that the change doesn't have to be a bad thing. It can be really good. The coaches that Scarlo's left to have a bit of time off, which I can really sympathise with. I understand what it's like and the value of spending some time at home with your family, and the other coaches left for other opportunities. So everyone had been here for a while and maybe they felt like I did, leading into the start of the year, that it was time for a bit of a change. I can't speak for how they feel, but the change can be a really good thing.
Watched a lot of footy while you've been away? Have you sort of taken a total break?
No, I've watched a bit, yeah. I think the thing with not actually watching footy for work, you look at it a little bit differently, a bit more with open eyes, I think, and a bit more open to how everyone's playing. And also, if it gets a bit boring, you can turn it off, which has been a good thing in terms of having a break. But, I've still always watched a lot of footy.
Did you become a Geelong fan again?
I did. It's probably a part of me that I've always been a Geelong fan, even being in another club, watching him play, and you know, you really admire what the club's been able to do for a long period of time. But yeah, there's probably a bit more of me that was a fan than was when I was at another club, for sure.
Who's impacted you while you're at Essendon? Was there somebody that you really fed off in terms of gleaning information and developing your coaching during both your playing and, I suppose, and your coaching time there?
Look, I really learned a lot from Usha. He's one of the calmest, most kindest people you can ever work with, and he was really good for me as a first year coach. Him and Hayden Skipworth, I learned a lot from Caro in the time when he's been there. Harry Corrigan and Paul Corrigan, who were there, were really good coaches, and Mark Harvey was a good mentor as a player, as a coach. So I like to think you learn a little bit off everybody when you're around people. Everyone's got something good to offer and something to learn from, and that was certainly the case with the people I worked with at Essendon.
How do you think you're going working with Chris in a coaching capacity? Because obviously you know what it's like to be a player on
him. Yeah, I think it'd be really good. Like, we understand each other. We spent an enormous amount of time together when I was playing, and Scotty's one person that I've worked with that I learnt an enormous amount from. So I'm really excited to continue learning from him, and he's a good person and a good coach, and me spending time around him is only going to be a good thing.
As a fan, you might have turned it off halfway through the third quarter, but that preliminary final didn't go the way the Cats would have wanted. Where do you sort of see them coming into sort of 2022?
Well, I think they'll be like Geelong has always been. They'll be competitive and around the mark, and you know, it's not to say that there's things that any team in the AFL can't improve on, but probably give a better answer, I'd have to be here working for a little bit longer, because my eyes are only coming from the outside.
Are you involved with anything trade related in the next few weeks? I mean, we've got a couple of the players' names be tossed up, Jordan Clark's line to someone who might go elsewhere. Is that something that you're going to be a part of, or something that you chat to those guys about, for example?
Not unless they want to. I'm mindful of only being here for 5 minutes, and mindful that the players are on holidays, and you know, if an opportunity came up where someone asked my opinion, I'd be happy to give it, but I'll leave that to Wellesley and Mark, who are across that in a bigger capacity than I am.
Has there been any nostalgia for you the last, you know, coming back in the doors and being back inside
here? Yeah, there is. Yeah, it's, you know, it's such a such a wonderful place and so many fond memories, and you know, I genuinely love Geelong and I love this footy club, so coming back here is always going to bring really positive feelings and emotions for me.
Was that the first time for you in the home rooms, considering that the old Brownlow stand was still up when you were playing?
Yeah, all this wasn't finished when I left, but I have been in here before for a couple of past player things.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Yep.
You haven't had your 10-year reunion for 2011 yet?
Not yet, no. Well, thanks to COVID, it's one of the things, along with other people's weddings and all that sort of stuff, that's got missed. But, yeah, hopefully we can get something going.
Get the day off if it's next year.
Day off, yeah. Might have to hit up Scotty for a day off.